Mark chapter 5. We're going to talk about a lady's encounter with Jesus. Mark chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 21. Turn to your neighbor and say, thank you so much for not talking during the sermon. You just don't want the other person to miss out on it. Mark is in the New Testament, chapter 5, verse 21. Mark, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark's second book in the New Testament. So let me know. Mark chapter 5.
Verse 21.
Okay, thank you.
Is everybody there? So we had this woman, we're going to get to her, but she has an encounter with Jesus because she needed him. And she had faith in Jesus, and she had some issues. How many of you have a few issues in life? Say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have any issues, everything is wine and roses. Say oh my. I need to talk to y'all after the service. Y'all ain't got no problems. We all have issues in life, don't we? Lots of issues. And Jesus in Mark chapter 5, verse 21, he's right in the heart of his healing ministry. I mean, he's on fire. God is using him. God is empowering him. Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. He is proving by his healing and people watching that he is truly the Son of God, the one you need desperately to put your faith and trust and hope in, because he has the power to heal and to save. When Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and so he stayed by the seashore. Man, they were just all around Jesus. He couldn't get anywhere without just being pressed with people. He was the rock star, if you will, of that day. People thought, you know, wow, he's healing. We're going to follow this man. Wherever he goes, I'm going. And so, therefore, people were just pressing on him all the time. He couldn't get hardly anywhere. Getting around was a big deal for Jesus. And one of the synagogue officials named Jairus came up and, on seeing him, fell at his feet. What does that symbolize when you fall at the Lord's feet?
Worship,
humility. Here's a question. When's the last time you have fallen at the Lord's feet in your own prayer closet? Good question. And implored him earnestly, saying, my little daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live. How many of you listening to the message want to live? How many of you want to live prosperously? A spiritual prosperous life. A life that's not void of problems, but a life that you can find peace and rest when things around you are just falling apart. Spiritual prosperity. Sign me up. Forget about the stuff. How many of you had some stuff in your life? I mean, you've had the stuff, the cars, the guys, the women, the bling, the house, the party favors, you go on. How many of y'all had that?
Amen.
And then you try to get fulfilled on that, and it's just a little bit more. It's always what? Just turn to your neighbor and say, it's always a little bit more. Spiritual prosperity is different than physical prosperity. That will just decay into the ground, and then you'll stand before God one day, and that stuff won't matter. I've had it too. In fact, when I got saved, I had everything. So we don't use, oh, come to Jesus and he's going to give you a better way of life. That's the wrong message to people that need salvation from their sin. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's all about sin. It's not about making my life better, because my life didn't need to get better. I had it all. But I didn't have Jesus. I didn't have salvation for my soul. If I died, I'd have spent eternity in hell, not in heaven with Jesus. I didn't have that most important link in my life, and that was Jesus Christ, Son of God, in my life. I had it all. But I didn't have Jesus, so I had nothing. And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and was pressing in on him. They were just pressing in. He probably was like this. He just couldn't get away. He was got a lot going on. He was very popular, healing the sick, raising the dead. People were pressing on him. They wanted to know this Jesus, and right now they just wanted to know him because he could give them something physical. It starts out like that usually. Lord, give me this, give me that. What about, Lord, give me peace of mind through my storm? Sometimes we ask for the wrong thing. Sometimes we pray for the wrong thing. We ask for God to fix our problems instead of, Lord, help me get closer to you. Do you want to be like more like Jesus, or do you just want your life better? Good question. And then he runs into this woman. I love this woman. This woman's got great faith. She's a great woman. Turn to your neighbor and say, I may be able to relate to this woman. Go ahead. A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. How many? She had an issue of blood. In some translations, an issue of blood. A woman. That's a long time, isn't it, to be bleeding? 12 years. She had problems. She was bleeding for 12 years. Now, we don't know what it was. I mean, what women know what it's like to bleed, obviously, other than men. We don't know if she had a hemorrhage inside, a tumor inside, or if it was female problems and she bled every day uncontrollably and just was done with it. 12 years with a hemorrhage bleeding must have been absolutely tiring and depressing. Would you agree?
Yes.
A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years, she had an issue. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got a couple issues. And so we can relate to the story whether you're bleeding, have a physical ailment or not. Everybody has something going on that they can relate to the story, because this woman's particular issue at the beginning of this story was her body. 12 years bleeding. She couldn't control it. I'm sure she was drained. And by the way, women couldn't worship at the temple because she was defiled in Jewish culture. So people were looking down upon her. She's just defiled. You can't come worship with us. You got to go over here where all the bleeders are. We're not going to let you be a part of society. And back in that culture, she was defiled. And some of y'all may be able to relate to being defiled from your family or from your friends. Or discarded, or disowned. How many of you sometimes have been discarded by people that say they love you? A lot of us have been discarded and abandoned. When we messed up, so what? Everybody messes up. And some of us have made some bad decisions, and we're paying for them. And that's the way life is. Make a bad decision, sometimes pay for it. Sometimes you're having a tough time, and you haven't made a bad decision. Not every tough time is equated to a bad decision. Some people are hurting and going through a lot, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and they're still doing good, but life is just crashing down on them. So turn to your neighbor and say, this woman gets a breakthrough. If you love breakthrough, say amen. If you just don't need a breakthrough today, say oh my. See, I got y'all now. Y'all doing good. Y'all give yourself a hand. I couldn't kick y'all anymore. In 26, Mark 5, and had endured, and had endured much at the hands of many physicians. Wow. She's going like to physician. He can't help her. He's just taking her money. She says, he ain't helping me. She goes down and goes to this other physician. He can't help her. He's just taking her money. She's depressed. She doesn't get better. She goes down to the other physician and does the same, and nothing good happens to her. She endured much at the hand of many physicians. It wasn't working for her. I feel sorry for her. My heart goes out to her. I remember when I was going through all my kidney stone problems. How many of you have had some kidney stones? Oh, woo! One lady comes up to me. She said, you know, I've had a couple babies and I've had a couple kidney stones, and both of them really hurt when they come out. She said, kidney stone is far, far worse pain. And I thank you for the encouragement. I've known that. And I have spent money over the couple of years working it out, going to doctors, going to hospitals, going to the emergency room. It's just tiring. It's draining. And the pain and the lack of mobility is crushing. And some of y'all may be going through some issues in your life. It may not be physical. It certainly could be spiritual. Maybe you're off on the beaten path and you need to get back on the fold. Maybe it's your family, friends. Maybe it's your situation. Maybe it's in your own mind. Maybe it's your own emotions. Maybe you have an issue of something else that we don't know about. But we all have issues, and she had one. And she endured much at the hand of many physicians. And by the way, you know, when you're going through a lot of pain and suffering, whether it's physical or mental, many times you get closer to God because you have no place to go. And that's where you should have been the first time. A lot of times issues in our lives will bring us to a place when we only can trust God. Because you know what? When you're on the mountaintop, got money in your pocket, everything's great, you're healthy, you can jump 80 miles, you can run fast, looking good, feeling good, got money in your bank, got all those zeros on your bank account. Remember though, was the day when you had a lot of zeros in the... One, you had one, two, you had a bunch of zeros, and now it's just one. Where's the zeros at? What do you mean? I got no money. But she endured much. Turn to your neighbor and say, endure to the end. At the hands of many physicians. And listen to this. I'm still not finished with verse 25. And she spent all she had. Broke. Turn to your neighbor and say, broke. Turn to your other neighbor and say, broker than broke.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I used to burn some money. I used to burn some dough. Before I knew the Lord, I used to burn some dough. For sure. And she spent all that she had. She spent all she had. But look, it says, well, she was not helped. She spent all she had. She endured many physicians, but it did not help. She spent the money for nothing. This woman is going through a tough time. I want to say that too. Bless her heart. She spent all the money she had. It didn't work. Many physicians. She's dirt. She's tired. She stopped. She doesn't want to bleed anymore. She's sick and tired of being that way. She's sick and tired of being an outcast of life. People looking down upon her because she's got a physical ailment and she's got to deal with that blood issue. The conveniences of today were certainly not there 2,000 years ago. She spent all she had, was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. Wow. She spent her money. She endured many physicians, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And physicians, you get one diagnosis, and they think they know what they're talking about. And you go to another physician, and they give another diagnosis, is the opposite of that diagnosis. Then pretty soon, you just don't know who to trust anymore. Have you been that way with doctors? You just go like, wow. Okay. And you got medicines, you don't know if they're working, you're either overlapping each other, and all of a sudden, you just don't know where you go. And she spent all the money, it got worse. Turn to Turn to your neighbor and say, it may get worse before it gets better. And after hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd. She heard about Jesus. And she came up the crowd behind him, and she touched his cloak. So it's not enough to hear about Jesus. You got to get to where Jesus is. And if you're a Christian today, be encouraged. If you know Jesus as your Savior, be encouraged. You don't have to go through a priest, a preacher, anyone. You, through Christ, can go directly to the throne of grace. You can go directly to God's throne and humble yourself and touch the hem of his garment and tell him what you want, tell him what you need, humble yourself like this lady did and cast yourself upon his feet. She did. She heard about Jesus. Guess what? She said, I'm going to him. And she probably had to fight through all that crowd that was pressing on them. Remember all the crowd? Go try to touch a president when he comes in with all the crowd. It's hard to get to somebody that's that important. But she got there. You got to have determination. Be determined when you go. And you know all the circumstances in your life may want to prevent you from going to Jesus. You know your mind? Boy, sometimes it starts thinking so fast about all the stuff I need to do. And before I know it, I go a day without fellowshipping with the Lord. So go to Jesus. It got worse for her, but she came up behind him. She touched the hem of his cloak, for she thought, if I just touch the hem of his garments, I will get well. She's exercising faith.
Amen.
That God can heal if he chooses. He's asked me and told me in the Bible to ask whatever I will, and it will be done. A lot of times it's not done according to our plan, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that God doesn't answer our prayers sometimes?
Yeah.
But she was desperate. But she's exercising faith. And without faith, you can't please God.
Yeah.
And without faith, you can't come to know Jesus.
Amen.
And some of y'all grew up in church, or your daddy was a preacher, and you think that's why you're going to heaven. You have to be born again. You have to be saved. You have to exercise saving faith in Christ as your Lord. You have to humble yourself, repent of your sins, and put your faith in Christ. You don't have to be of a certain church or be baptized or any religious affiliation. Repent and believe. If the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart and convicting you of your sin, you're ready. If you feel that tug of the Holy Spirit convicting you that you need God, you need Savior, you need to be saved because if your heart stops beating, you spend eternity in hell. And I got a good news flash for you. God doesn't take pleasure in punishing people that die without Christ. He wants everyone to go to heaven. It's a free ticket. But most people don't because they love their sin. I'm just not finished sinning yet. I got some more sinning to do, so I ain't going to go. I got you. I got you on the story, but I just ain't finished yet. I will get well. She touched the hem of his garment, and immediately the flow of her blood. Yes! Hallelujah! It immediately dried up. Immediately. When God heals, it's immediate. It dried up. It didn't just dry up on the outside. It dried up on the inside. She got cured on the inside where the source was coming from. When God heals you, he heals you completely and immediately.
That's right.
Immediately. And I think she knew her. I think she knew immediately. A woman can pick it up. A woman can pick it up. I promise you. That she's bleeding. She has a tumor. She has an issue of blood. And I bet she went like, I know I'm healed. I bet she knew it in her body. Most women know about it, their bodies. And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body. See? She felt in her body that she was healed. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you need healing? There's a lot of ways we can heal today, yes? Broken heart needs to be healed. An unforgiving heart needs to be healed. Some of y'all have an unforgiving heart to somebody that did you bad. And you've got to say, Lord, I got to be set free for the people that done me wrong, because people did Jesus wrong. And He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we can't do it on our own. We need the power of God's Spirit to help us forgive people that have done us wrong. And then when you do that, freedom! Cut the shackles out. Cut me free. As long as I have unforgiveness in my heart to somebody that's done me bad. You know what? I got a newsflash. I've done some people bad. I'm talking about the man in the mirror. Oh, yeah.
Did you like my song?
I know. And immediately Jesus, perceiving in Himself that the power proceeding from Him had gone forth, His virtue, His powers as God was extracted to the lady.
Yes.
He was 100% God, but always remember, Jesus was 100% man. And you say, well, God doesn't know how I feel, what I go through. Yes! God knows everything that you go through, mentally, physically, spiritually, more than you do. Because He created you, and He became man. So everything you experience in life that's not good, Jesus experienced it too. Yet without sin. That's the difference. Without sin, can you imagine living in this earth without sinning? How many of y'all, somebody said, well, I'm a good person, I don't need Jesus. Well, how many times have you told a lie? Anybody told one lie here?
One lie?
One lie. I got one lie over there. How many of you have told 100 lies in your whole life? Got 100 lies over here, 100 lies over here, 100 lies. Anybody right here, say 500 lies, 500 lies. You got 500 lies right here, 500 lies, 500 lies right here. All right, 500 lives. We got 500. Do we have 1,000 lives? 1,000 lives. 1,000 lives. Do we have 1,000 lives going once? 1,000 lives going twice? 1,000 lives going three times? She right now is the biggest lie in the whole room. Come on up here, ma'am. Come on up here, ma'am. Come on up here, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You get a present for being honest.
Well, you would have been 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000, 3,000.
For being picked out as the biggest liar, you get any credit.
She got a present for being the biggest liar. But you know what? I did it for a point. One lie makes you a liar. 1,000 lies makes you a liar. All liars will perish on the day of judgment. If you die without Jesus as a liar, you spend eternity in hell, because God is perfect and He can't associate with any sin, no matter how small you think your sin is. What about stealing? Do I have somebody stole a 50 times a thief? I've got one thief here, 50, 100 right here. What about 100 right here, over here, 100, 200 here, right here, 200 thief. We've got some. Well, check your wallets, y'all. Check your wallets.
My God, where'd it go?
Do not steal. All thieves will go to hell when they die. So the point is, Jesus died for sinners. Stealing is a sin. Lying is a sin. Being jealous is a sin. Look at the commandments. It will tell you, if you think you're a good person, why you need Jesus, who was perfect and kept the law perfectly. So when you put your faith, trust in Jesus, God sees you as perfect. And you have to be perfect to see God in heaven and spend eternity with Him. And I'm so far away, but I'm perfect in Jesus.
Amen.
And so all that power went out of Him. He turned around. This is what I like about Jesus. He's walking, and the throngs of the people are pressing on Him. Everybody's touching Him. Everybody wants to touch Jesus. He's the man. And all of a sudden, He's walking, and boom! Who touched me? What do you mean, Jesus? The disciples said. What do you mean? You got
hundreds of people touching you, and you say, "Who touched me?"
I love it. You see her faith in His power.
Right.
How they were interacted and combined to make something powerful.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen in your life, probably. If you have faith in Christ to heal you or to save you, whatever you need, touch Him.
Hallelujah.
Touch Him. And everybody was touching Him. But the only person He recognized as touching me is this one lady that has all these problems.
Yeah.
I love that. She had issues. But she had great faith. Y'all, turn to your neighbor and say, "My faith needs to be increased today." And turn to your other neighbor and say, "I need to get to Jesus." You see the crowd pressing in on you and you say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. Jesus is going on. Oh, okay. Got it. And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, she was scared. But she was scared. There was a lot going on. She was tired physically. She had been bleeding. She's broke. She's going through the throngs of people trying to get to Jesus. And she's having a hard time. She's having trouble. She's trembling and fearful. It's okay to be fearful. We all go through periods of fear. But keep on doing what you're doing if you're doing the right thing. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Keep on doing if you're doing the right thing." Aware of what had happened to her. Yes! She's going to go thank you. And sometimes we say, "Well, I don't have nothing to be thankful for."
Am I being truthful?
But you know, you can always find people in Atlanta or any city, they don't have nothing. I mean, they don't have a bar of soap, nothing. They don't have a cracker, nothing, because of issues in their life. Plenty of bridges you can go find and go underneath and find these people. Nothing's changed over 2,000 years. There's people with lots of troubles. And who am I to complain? And let me be thankful, like this woman, to go be thanking the Lord, even though I had problems. If He chooses to heal me, or put money in my account, or make it better with my family, or my friends that have deserted me, hallelujah. If He doesn't, hallelujah. He saved me by grace through faith. He has given me eternal life. And when I die, guess what? I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm not going to have any problems physically. I'm not going to have any problems emotionally. I'm not going to have to deal with sin in my life or other people's sin. It's going to be perfect. And you know what? God bless you in the name of Jesus. It won't be long because I'm 54. That was not bad, 54, wasn't it? I'm 54. When I was 25, you know what I'm saying? That's old. I ain't never getting 54. Hallelujah! Right here. 54. And I'm on the other side of eternity. So turn to your neighbor and say, "Get busy." And she came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." Y'all need to get well. Some of us do. Lots of different ways too. We just need to be well. Lord, I want to be well again. Well, exercise your faith in Jesus. Quit doing it from somebody else. Quit doing it from books. Quit doing it from family or friends or whatever. Do it with Jesus. Exercise your faith with Him. I want to get well, Lord. I want to be truthful with You about my sin. I need to be saved. I need to be healed. I need to have peace in my life. But you got to get to Jesus. And then he says, and I'll close. I love this about him. He says to the lady, he probably said it like this because there was so much going on. It was probably very comforting to her. He says right here, it's his only red letter in the whole thing, go in peace. Go in peace. What was important to him, for her? Turn your neighbor and say, peace. See? Some of us can't even get a hold of that because we have so much turmoil in our life right now. And the turmoil may not go away, but what you can have with Jesus through the storms of your life is peace. So tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, go in peace. And be healed of your affliction. He healed her spiritually, and he saved her spiritually. Saved her spiritually, healed her physically. That is quite a combo. Tell your neighbor and say, that's a great combo. So if you're looking for the combo, you got to go to Jesus in faith and believe that whatever your situation is, that by faith, He can make it well. And He will choose if it's that time or that place or another time or another place. And if He doesn't heal you now, you are by Scripture, guess what? Guaranteed in Scripture that you will be healed completely in the life to come. If you need healing, if you need prayer, I'm going to ask our team to come to the front. If you need prayer of anything, salvation, I need to be saved. But what good is getting your life all fixed up and cleaned up if you die and go to hell? What good is life? So first thing, if you're not born again, ask the ladies up here how to be born again. They'll help you. And if you just need, as a Christian, you need to be prayed for because you want this peace and you need healing, and maybe you've been going to the wrong place for it. Remember she went to the physicians? And she spent all she had and she just, forget about it. She had to go through this trial for 12 years. You don't have to go through the trial for 12 years. Go right to the foot of Jesus and He'll make you well. Father, thank You for the day. Thank You for Your Word. Verse by verse teaching, just like it is in the Bible. We just read it and try to explain it. And thank You for using my personality and my energy, but I hope it did not dominate what was important, and that's the Scripture and what it meant to us. Father, if there's anybody in this listening to the message that has never said, I haven't been saved, I need to be born again, I want to give my life to the Lord, let it be today, and let it be because of the Word. And Father, all of us who have said yes to Jesus, maybe we're straight off. Maybe we're going everywhere else besides Him to fix our problems and to get well. This woman is a great example for us. Let today be the day that we come back to the fold and we get back to the foot of Jesus and we cry and we're humbled and we ask and we reach out to You in a way we've never had before. We love You and we praise You. We give You all the glory and all the honor. And all of God's children said, amen.